You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
And earlier today, we got updates from the, updates regarding the minimum wage that's been increased recently. We had covered this previously. We had looked at how much minimum wage has increased by over the last couple of years and the role that that then plays in the economy. We're going to be taking a look at the latest increase and trying to make sense of it. I'm joined on the line by labor law expert Patrick Deal to take a look at this. Good evening, Patrick. Thanks so much for taking the time. Latest figures are out, particularly ahead of a very important budget speech. Are we happy about the increase in minimum wage, or are we still feeling that there's a lot that can be done? Where do we stand on the latest figures?
Good evening, Jimmy. I don't think the little bit that's been granted, I suppose to that extent one can be happy with it, but really in the context of what the actual rand amount is that domestic workers get in terms of the minimum wage, but not only domestic workers but also farm workers, it is a small amount, but at least it is an amount, and it sets some sort of baseline for the minimum wage. But it's a low amount. But if you take 28.79, which is now the increase, it's been increased by 4.4%. Effectively, what that means is that it's calculated as over a 45-hour week. It's just less than 1,300 rand a week for a 45-hour week. So it's a full day's week, 5 days a week. And effectively, that it calculates up to 260 rand a day. So you can imagine trying to live on 260 rand a day, to feed your family, to travel to work and back, and so on. And the monthly, if you're working, the full month at a 45-hour week. 5 days a week, the monthly pay, minimum that is, comes to just over 5,600 rand a month. So it's set as an amount, but obviously it's low, and it's obviously not ideal for those in that position.
Mm. Patrick, where seems to be the trouble? I mean, how is it that we are a little more than 30 years into democracy, we know where the pain points are, we know what the challenges are. Where does the lag kind of come in where it becomes difficult to now increase this minimum wage to a livable wage?
Well, a couple of things, Jimmy. First of all, it's supply and demand. The supply of jobs, is far lower than the demand. The demand outstrips the supply of jobs, particularly in domestic workers and so on. And so that the natural market forces then put the supplier of the job, the household, the person who employs someone, at the advantage on a take it or leave it basis. So this is what I'm offering, and in a lot of cases don't even offer the minimum wage; they offer less than that. And a person who's desperate for the work and standing in a long queue of people applying for the job will take it on the basis that it's something is better than nothing. And so really, but it's also, to me, I think it's the particular circumstances of working in a particular household, as a workplace, if we like to think of that in terms of labor law terms. It's a very special kind of relationship. You've got family, you've got, children, and very close-knit kind of relationships, close-quarter relationships. It's very difficult to manage how those relationships unfold and how they're dealt with, and so the issues around about with trust, trusting people to come into your house to work with your children, to work with your things in the house. There's a lot of, I think, nervousness about people who have trust problems with domestic workers and so on. But the main thing, to answer your question directly, is affordability. Basically, householders who can afford these are on the middle to upper incomes, and from the middle down, lower down, people simply can't afford them because they've got other pressures to pay for, and they can do without the domestic work. They'll do it themselves. And in fact, most of the time, most domestic workers don't work the full week, so it's not a true reflection about what they're actually getting. So many domestic workers are either just work 1 or 2 days a week or 3 days a week, and they go from one employer to another employer, And so it's precarious work. And they will try and get as many days a week. I mean, the mentality of a lot of domestic workers, how many days of a week can I get? How many days a month can I get so I can get the maximum? And they'll generally, because of the supply and demand factor, will generally cling to the work. And that puts downward pressure on any attempt to raise the minimum wage, because that simply pushes employers beyond the tipping point where they will say, I can't afford it, I'll do it myself. I can do without. This is, in a sense, a lot of the time, something of a luxury, and I can do without it. So those are the kinds of pressures which are absolutely unique to the domestic employment situation, which doesn't apply as much in other more formal settings. And policing it is virtually impossible, because now you've got, if you've got a million household workers, domestics, you've got over a million workplaces to police, to follow that they're paying the minimum wages and conditions and so on. And then, well, that's impossible. Unions can't organize effectively either. So there's a lot of downward pressure on the wage that really favors the employer and the supply and demand equation.
Certainly a conversation that has to continue to happen. We have to have a bigger conversation around how we address this in a more sustainable manner, because to live on a 28.79 rand per hour does not seem practical at all. I think we'll have to leave the conversation there, Patrick. Thanks so much for those insights. Patrick Deal, labor law expert, on the latest 4.4% increase in the national minimum wage.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.